If you see Paul W. Smith on
You're up.
For this morning, please move to the right. He may be running a few minutes late. It's the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, good morning indeed. If you see Paul W., you get out of his way. We need to make sure he's here in his seat and ready to go for us in the 6 a.m. hour. We're leading up to him. We're excited to have Paul on this Monday morning, August 1st. All right, listen, guys, I don't know what to make of this. This is startling. It's a little concerning, but it's our reality. Gallup poll, they do a regular check-in on how Americans are feeling about major institutions in this country. They do this regularly. I believe they do it once a quarter. And an article was published by Jeffrey Jones in the Gallup. Confidence in U.S. institutions down. It's a new low across the board, ranging from our confidence in government institutions to the business sector to even religion, all down. What does it say about our society? Jeffrey Jones, give us the rundown here.
Yeah, so Gallup has measured Americans' confidence in institutions back to the 1970s, and it's something that we've tracked annually since the 1990s. And if you look at that history, right now we're at a low point. So there are institutions that we ask about every year, 14 to be exact. Right now, 8 of them are at the lowest that we've ever measured in our polling. And if you take an average of the institutions that we measure, the average amount of confidence is 27%. That's the lowest that we've measured in any year. The prior low was 30%.
Let me ask you this. When you say major U.S. institutions, give us an idea of the kinds of institutions you're covering.
Right. So the government institutions, Congress, Supreme Court, the presidency, business institutions, banks, big business, small business, the medical system, the criminal justice system, TV news, newspapers, organized labor, the church, organized religion. So, you know, pretty much most of the major institutions that kind of, you know, have major societal roles in the U.S. The police and military are two others.
And when you measure confidence, what is the question you're asking of people in your surveying? What is the essence of confidence?
Well, we ask people to say how much confidence they have in each of the institutions, a great deal, quite a lot, some or very little. So what does that mean exactly? I think a lot of it is, you know, how much do they trust the institution? How much do they think to do its job and to do its job effectively?
Yep.
So I think a lot of what we see with the decline, you know, a big part of that is people seeing institutions not kind of living up to, you know, their expectations for what it should be doing.
All right. So let's pick out a few of these, maybe a few from each category. In the government, who's had the most glaring and most rapid decline?
This past year, those were the two of the biggest drops we saw were for the Supreme Court and the presidency. The presidency, that didn't surprise us at all because that pretty much, especially in recent years, kind of tracks the approval rating for the president. So, you know, Biden is down a lot from last year. So pretty much that's what that drop reflects.
Okay.
Supreme Court, maybe not surprising, but, you know, a steep drop, 11 points down from last year. 36 to 25. Like I mentioned, it's the lowest for the Supreme Court to date.
When was that polling, especially as it relates to the Supreme Court, given the, you know, a lot of the news coming out of the Supreme Court lately? When was that poll taken about them?
It was done in June. It was before it released a lot of its decisions. So it's kind of pre that happening. But I will say we had done another poll in September. It's a slightly different question. It's asked about job approval of the Supreme Court. We saw a decline then. So September, that was when they let the Texas abortion law stand and go into effect. It's also when they ruled against the vaccine mandates that Biden was proposing. So at that point, we already saw kind of a drop in the way people thought of the Supreme Court. So, you know, and this poll was done before it issued its rulings on Dobbs and the Second Amendment and the EPA decision. So people were already upset before those came out. So we have some new data coming out soon to kind of update some of these measures to see if it's, you know, any worse or, you know, the damage is kind of already done and it's just kind of staying where it was.
And any others you want to call out as glaringly in decline with respect to our confidence in them?
The police is one. It's one that people relatively have more confidence in. It's the third highest of 16 that we tested this year. but 45% for the police is, you know, the lowest it's been. And only the second time it's been below the majority. Their time was in 2020. That poll was taken right after the George Floyd killing. So that's one that we've seen dropping a lot. Religion is one that, you know, if you go back to the 70s, it was one of the highest rated institutions. It's now 31%, the lowest we've ever measured for that. I think that mostly reflects a decline in religion in the U.S., so a lot more people without any kind of religious affiliation. I think that's the main thing driving that change, but certainly a lot of religious institutions, you know, in particular the Catholic Church, have been involved in scandals that have certainly kind of hurt the way people think about religion in this country.
Okay, and what about those still faring well? Who do we have confidence in still today?
There's really only two in which a majority have confidence in. One is small business, and the other one is the military. So 64% are confident in the military, 68% in small business. Now, those two, they're not even immune from this decline. They're, you know, lower than they were last year. Small business only had really a small drop, but the military did show a meaningful drop from last year. So even the best rated institutions, they're being affected too by, you know, everything that's going on in society.
So we're seeing drops in confidence in our major U.S. institutions kind of across the board. Mm-hmm. What do you think this tells us about our society today? What's the takeaway from all of this?
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, one thing we found is the drop is happening among Republicans, independents, and Democrats. So it's not just one party losing faith. You know, a lot of times when, for example, if Biden's in office, Republicans are going to be upset about a lot of things. And when Trump was in office, Democrats were upset. So this goes beyond party. It's something, obviously, that Gallup thinks is important. We've been measuring it since 1973. The institutions are really kind of what hold society together. Certainly we have the government that creates the laws and executes them, but, you know, the police enforces the law. There's a lot of gaps that government institutions can't fill, you know, and then we need like religion and business institutions. Labor unions are one kind of fill in some of these gaps that individuals can't really do for themselves and the government can't do either. So, you know, in order to have kind of a healthy functioning society, people got to believe that these institutions that we rely on keep things going are, you know, up to the task.
Well, Jeffrey Jones, thank you very much for bringing us this sobering look at ourselves today and the way we view our institutions, the confidence we have in those important institutions that so regularly and deeply impact our lives every day. Jeffrey Jones, thank you very much for being on with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.